The Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Kate, did you have an excuse this morning for being half an hour late on the show?
My contract.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, fair enough. Fair. Yeah, you can get away with that. I want to hear from tradies as well, because there's a viral video of a tradie over in New Zealand, and you know what? He's being honest for why he's late to work, right? He's trying to turn it into a bit of a joke, and he's being completely honest.
So why were you late today?
I was gaming.
You up gaming, were you?
Playing on the Fortnite.
Where? What time did you go to bed?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
I slept all day so I can game all night.
Did you actually?
To come to work. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. And what time did you get to work today?
About what? 5:30?
Today?
Yeah.
You got here at 8. What time did we start?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow. But he's just honest, so I was gaming. I slept all day yesterday so I could game all night, and he's rocked up to work late.
Come on, brother.
He's got a life, hasn't he? How exciting. Headshot.
13, 24, 10, and I'd love to hear from bosses out there. Worst excuses that you've heard for either being late or having a day off.
Yeah.
There's a guy I used to work with, and he would do it. Every time you knew it was a nice day, he would call in sick. But when he would call in sick, you could hear other cars going past because you knew he had his surfboard on the roof.
Oh, and the sound of the ocean.
He was going to catch a wave, but he was as crook as a dog and couldn't get out of bed. Not going to make it in today.
I remember at Mitsubishi, they actually introduced, this was the greatest thing ever. They said instead of ringing in sick, there will be an answering machine that will go straight to the section that you work in, and the boss gets there every morning and he listens to voice messages. Doesn't matter what time of the night it is, if you're going to be sick and can't come into work the next day,
don't leave it till 7
so
or whatever.
Our boss used to play us back the voice messages from guys that didn't rock up to the section.
Oh, no.
And it would be them.
Oh, no.
It would be them at a nightclub going, "G'day, Brian. I am crook as a dog.
I'm
going
to be sick in 4 hours. I can feel it.
Crook as a dog, mate. I don't think I'll be able to get into the seat section tomorrow."
Hey, you're on the podium, mate. Come on. It's your turn.
There is something nice about an element of honesty, though, isn't there?
There is.
But, you know, everybody still goes the gastro angle, don't they? Oh, I've got an upset stomach, because no one's going to ask questions about bowel activity, are they?
No.
I think they are now. I think things have changed.
Do they?
I think you can.
Brendan and Mount Annan, what was the worst excuse that you've had to take the day off for?
Good morning. I used to work in Brisbane, live on the Gold Coast, so I'd travel up to Brisbane every day for work. Mm. Beautiful weather up in Brisbane, but if it was raining on the Gold Coast, half of my workforce or the trades would not drive up to Brisbane because it was raining on the Gold Coast.
I'd constantly get
phone calls. Oh, it's raining. I'm like, mate, I'm in Brisbane. It's an hour up the road, complete different weather pattern.
Yeah, what? Get in the car. Get up the freeway.
It's okay to drive in the rain.
Yeah, that's right, correct, yeah. Oh. It was absolutely ludicrous. I couldn't tell you how many times it happened.
Well done, Brendan. Yeah.
Zach, what was the excuse you heard?
So it wasn't actually me, it was my footy coach. We just won our semi-final and I got taken off in an ambulance for a really bad concussion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And while I'm in hospital, all the boys are gone back to the coach's house for a massive bender. And me coach is sitting in the lounge room at 3 a.m. thinking of an excuse to not come into work. So he told his boss, "Oh, one of me footy players is in the hospital, mate. I've been here with him all night." And he told me when he rocked up to work on Tuesday, the boss come up to him and said, "Mate, I wouldn't expect anything less from you. That's just the type of bloke you are."
How good is that?
That is
Zach.
Brilliant,
he
Zach.
Pulled it off.
Kayla in Camden, worst excuse.
Well, I was a retail manager for many years, so I heard a lot of interesting ones. But probably the worst was I had a girl ring me probably 15 minutes before we're about to open and say, "Look, I've been trying to get into this hairdresser for ages. I need to do a full head of hair extensions and I can't do any other day, so I'm just not going to make it in."
Don't come back.
Kayla, but did you appreciate the honesty?
Oh, not 15 minutes before when it was just there.
And I guess she couldn't come to work the next day with a full head of extensions and go, "Oh, I was in bed all day. I was in bed."
Oh, Matt and Woi Woi, worst excuse you've heard, Matty?
So we had a fresh first-year apprentice, probably 2 weeks in, decided to call up saying, yep, can't make it in. My neighbour's cat's on the bonnet of my car, and I'm allergic to cats.
You've got to be kidding me. That is the best I've ever heard.
That is the worst.
I mean, needless to say, he wasn't there long.
We just did the topic, what did you leave on the top of the car? Maddie, that is unbelievable.
I do love the young kids and their honesty, though.
Get out.
2 weeks into an apprenticeship, turn up.
Turn up, push the cat off the bonnet and get on with it.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.